Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer Time!
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez, and of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. Dominic Cortez with you as we take you up to 11 o'clock with a mix of information here relating to your home and living in your home and repairing your home. If you have an issue or a question about any of that, 803-0930, that's our call-in number, also our text-in number in the 716. And outside the 716, it's 1-800-616-WBEN. And you can always email me during the week, hammertime at cortez.net. Check out the Cortez website or stop in and pay us a brick and mortar at our brand new building at 9074. Main Street in Clarence. Everything we do is there. Our room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina, custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings, all on display at our beautiful new building, along with our cooking school. Our classroom was all set up as a display and a cooking school. Jerry Clemente is our chef, and our next class is coming up the first Monday of December, Holiday Traditions. Book your place now. That will sell out. That's going to be a popular class the first Monday in December, Holiday Traditions. The classes for next year are all posted on our website, so check those out too. And we'd love to have you be part of our Come Home to Cortez Cooking School. Jerry Clemente, our chef. So you can't just throw an old TV or a computer in the trash. Did you know that? Yeah, it's against the law. And you might not want to wait for those quarterly free drop-off events so that you can take it to a collection site or a store that charges a fee. Well, not for long. After the 1st of January, you no longer will be charged a fee to recycle electronics. That's when new regulations designed to make it easier to recycle electronics go into effect in New York State. Adam Schein joined us on the live line. Adam is the vice president of Sun King Electronics Recycling. He worked in the recycling industry for 10 years, helping grow Sun King's technology brand to twice its size since joining. Schein also serves as a director for the ISRI, the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries, and it's a commodity trading company site, and he sits on the governance board and strategic advisory committee for Remade, and serves on the advisory board for the nonprofit Camp Good Days and Special Times. Good morning, Adam.
Hi, Dominic. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for joining us. I know it's a busy day for you today, and I appreciate you taking the time. You have an event going on today that we want to highlight, although I understand that the spaces are all been reserved and there's no more openings for today's drop-off.
That is correct, yeah. So when COVID hit and we were doing these events, we started to have people pre-register. So generally speaking, we open it up to about 2,000 cars per event. And once it's booked, it's booked. So unfortunately, yes, we are sold out for today. We expect a good turnout of people who registered, and we're expecting to collect a lot of electronics.
So let's talk about what's going to change in the electronics recycling industry as of the 1st of January. No longer will there be needing to do drop-offs, correct?
Well, there's a little bit of a misnomer there in the sense that we're not sure, to be honest with you. So we have two ways to collect electronics from the public. One is these public drop-off events that we have on Saturdays. Generally, we have 8 to 10 per year, some in Buffalo, some in Rochester, some in Syracuse. But the other way that we collect electronics is through collection partners. And those are towns and municipalities or private businesses that collect electronics on our behalf. So, for instance, the town of Amherst, town of Tonawanda, they'll collect electronics on our behalf. Once they have a full tractor trailer load, we'll come pick it up for them and make sure everything's properly recycled.
Okay.
So what happened is in 2011, they created this law to provide free and convenient recycling for the consumers, residents of the state. And it kind of became a shared responsibility model, meaning the municipalities were paying for some of the recycling and the original equipment manufacturers. So what New York State did was they tightened up the law so that no longer can any municipality charge or be charged for any electronics recycling. It all has to be on the back of the original equipment manufacturers.
Wow.
And they put the bill for recycling. So that's what's happening January 1st. It should open up a lot more opportunity for free recycling drop-off. What remains to be seen is whether or not people still sign up for our events. We do at this point still plan on having events, but with free and easier access to recycling throughout the year, I don't know if the same number of people will come to the events or not. So that's kind of the piece that remains to be seen.
So is it theoretical then that when you want to buy a new television, you'll take the old one back to the store?
Well, no. In that case, so I do understand there are, like, Best Buy, for instance, not to call out any specific retailer, but Best Buy, for instance, is still going to charge for certain electronics. Those electronics that they charge for, specifically TVs I know they charge for, will not be eligible under the New York State law for reimbursement from the manufacturer. So a retailer is not required to be part of the law or participate, and therefore they could still charge. So generally speaking, you're probably going to go buy a new TV and you're probably going to take your old TV to somewhere else that doesn't charge.
So that would mean probably you're going to see more of the towns involved then.
That's correct. Yeah, that's exactly what we expect. We've signed up some new towns already for next year, so we expect to have an even broader collection network. And we actually have a website. On our website, we have a zip code locator. So if you go to our website, you can type in your zip code, and it'll tell you all of the collection sites in your area that are accepting electronics. And even though the new law doesn't go into effect until January 1st, we have dropped any charges as of November 1st. Now, again, we're contracting with municipalities and other private collection sites. I don't know if they have all dropped charges, but as of January 1st, nobody's able to charge. So
okay.
I know there will be lots of free opportunity.
So do you think that your drop-off events will still occur, or you're not sure yet?
Well, we're planning three for next year, early next year, one for Buffalo, one for Rochester, one for Syracuse. And then depending on how many people show up, how many people pre-register for those events, and how they do, we'll add others for sure. So we're not planning to get out of the drop-off space. It just remains to be seen if there's still a demand for it, and if there is, we'll continue to do it.
What exactly happens with a dropped-off television or computer? It's disassembled?
That's a great question, yeah. So everything that we receive comes back to our headquarters in Brockport, New York, just outside of Rochester. and we have a 204,000 square foot warehouse. Low grade electronics get shredded and separated for commodity value. We'll recoup aluminum, steel, copper, printed circuit boards, etc. Anything like a TV will be hand dismantled down to the core components, and then be recycled from there. So like in the case of the old cathode ray tubes, up until this year, we were taking them down to the glass tube, sending the tube out, and there's leaded and non-leaded glass in there. They would separate it, our downstream would separate it, and they would take the leaded glass, put it into a furnace, melt out the lead, and ultimately use that in car batteries. Starting this year, we are not dismantling CRTs anymore. We're sending them direct to a company who's going to do the work for us in terms of dismantling them. And the reason we made that decision is because our CRT devices are dwindling. They're going away, thankfully. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is something we've been looking forward to for a while. So we're getting far more flat screens than we are CRTs at this point, cathode ray tubes, and so we're focused on dismantling the flat panels, and the CRTs we're sending out directly.
What is a homeowner expected to do with spent batteries?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, when we got into the recycling business in 2000, we didn't expect to be a battery recycler, but lo and behold, everything now is wireless, and there's batteries and everything. So what we do is we go through every item that has a battery, we pull the battery out, we tape the terminals of the battery, and then we're shipping them to a battery recycler. Currently, we're working with a local company in Rochester that's pretty big into lithium ion recycling called Li-Cycle, and they are shredding the batteries, creating what's called a black mass, and ultimately recouping nickel, cobalt, lithium out of that black mass to go back into new batteries.
Are there risks with recycling lithium batteries?
Yeah, 100%. There can be fires. They can get punctured. They can swell over time and create fires. And as a matter of fact, just recently in New York City, there was a fire because somebody had one of those hoverboards in their apartment. The lithium-ion battery caught fire and created a really bad fire in an apartment in New York. And also, just after the hurricane in Florida a few months back, there were a lot of electric vehicle batteries that ignited from all the salt water that they had been exposed to. Another danger that people weren't aware of when they created these electronic vehicles, these electric vehicles. So the lithium-ion batteries are concerning. I know they're working on safety and handling and better labeling and other transportation related issues, but yeah, they're absolutely they can be trouble for sure.
I just think this part of what we're being expected to adopt has not been thought through, and that's the aftermarket side of what happens with lithium ion and the hazards that lie with them. With how hot a fire can ensue from a lithium-ion battery.
Dominic, you're right on point. And one of the concerns is that, you know, there's a lot of discussion throughout the country about right to repair laws where you put, you know, the ability to repair in the hands of the consumers. And, you know, the concern with that is if you have consumers handling lithium-ion batteries, as you know, right now, they're contained in phones and tablets. You don't have access to them without taking it apart. And then you find often that they're glued down. The reason they're glued down is because it makes them shockproof. But ultimately, if you start allowing consumers to go in and handle these units, you're going to be exposed to battery fires and potential issues. And, you know, then you have to wonder where the liability exists. Do the manufacturers start getting sued if a house goes up? Wow. It's a big controversy right now in the electronics recycling industry.
We're sitting right now waiting for a determination on that very fact. A buddy of mine who we had on air, because he's in the insurance industry, we were talking about homeowners insurance and how you need to up your homeowners insurance, especially post-COVID with values going up, but he lost his house to a lithium-ion car battery fire. So, we don't know yet what's going to play, how that's going to play out. But hey, Adam, do you have time to stay with us?
I do.
Okay, great. So we'll put you on hold for here for a moment, and we'll do our first break. And if you'd like to speak to Adam about this very interesting subject of battery recycling, or just in general electronic recycling, we'd love to have you participate, or anything around the house, at 803-0930 in the 716. You can text in your question as well, and we'll get to those texters that are writing in right now. And outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to say good morning to Gabriel Maddalena. Gabriel, a new position in the bank of Lakeshore Savings Bank. I can never remember your new title, Gabe.
Hey, good morning, Dominic. I'm the Senior Retail Lending Officer for Lakeshore.
Okay, Senior Retail Lending Officer, meaning that he's a roaming banker. He roams around town, right?
Correct.
And with that said, he's there to help you with your mortgages, and that's your number one focus, is helping people with mortgages, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay,
so heading that department and just helping people with financing and getting the best rate possible and the best product possible.
There you go. So with that said, you're generally located where?
I have an office in the Snyder branch. Mm-hmm. So right on 4950 Main Street in Snyder.
Okay, so you can stop in and see Gabriel there. You know him from his regular appearances here on Hammer Time Radio. Today we're going to be talking about the volatile market, interest rate market right now. The mortgage rates continue to inch up. What can you get a 30-year fixed for right now, Gabe, on a mortgage?
So right now, the 30-year fixed, you're looking at about 7.125. That's where that rate is right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of people are panicking. A lot of people are saying, oh, my gosh, you know, early this year, you know, there was like a 2 or 3% range for the mortgages. But, you know, it is what it is right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, the most important thing to know is if you have a project that you need to do and you want to get done, if you're buying a house, you know, you take on this rate right now, in a couple of years, you're going to be calling me, finding out what the rates are, and most likely these rates are going to be down. We're going to refinance you for a lower rate, and what we're going to do is going to help you try to get into a lower term, because that's where the true savings
comes. There you go. And you do offer right now something that's interesting, and that is a no closing cost mortgage.
We do. The no closing cost mortgage that we have right now, a 10-year is starting at 6.5% fixed, and this is important to know, because if maybe in lieu of doing a variable home equity, maybe you want to do a no closing cost mortgage and lock in for a fixed rate and not have to worry about paying closing costs. So it's a great product at the right time.
So I think we need to think more short term than right now is what you're saying, even though the rates are high. In a few years, you can talk to Lakeshore about getting that refinanced to a lower rate.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
You know, we've gone through this before. And so, you know, 25 years in banking and lending, I've seen this cycle.
Yes.
And it's really nothing to panic about.
There you go. Good advice, Gabriel. The phone number there at the Snyder branch?
803-6027.
One more time?
803-6027.
For 131 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore. Lakeshore.
Why shop at Town & Country Furniture? You have to pass a lot of furniture stores to come to the village of Hamburg, yet people come from all over Western New York and even out of state. When you meet the owner, Roger Hancock, you'll understand why he only sells furniture made and manufactured in America, not disposable-grade furniture you get at a big box store. Roger is a recliner and lift chair expert. Sometimes life requires a lift chair, and with Town & Country's large inventory, Roger can get you in the proper chair for your situation and deliver it for free. Yes, at Town & Country, delivery is free and veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture, 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable again. When you put it all together, Town & Country should be your only choice for furniture.
This is Roger Hancock, and I approve this message.
Hey, it's Bowerly with some essential information for people who need plumbing help now. We've all been there. You flush, the water starts rising, the sump pump quits on you, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. When you do, call my guy, Don, at Plumbing Help Now. Don's a master plumber. He has been for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. Call Don from Plumbing Help Now. Write down this number, 861-7337, 861-7337, plumbinghelpnow.net.
In the market for a new window or door? Well, think no farther than Big L Windows and Doors at 2727 William Street in Cheektowaga. Their phone number is 716-895-8484. Their website is biglwindows.com. Yeah, the Marvin Window Line. Phenomenal quality. We have the essential fiberglass window in the new Come Home to Cortez showroom purchased from my friends at Big L. We love the window. Easy to maintain, good looking, has the inserts between the glass. And we have the black model in our new building. Yeah, it comes in a multiple array of colors, and you can see all of them on display, along with the essential line that's fiberglass out, wood in, and of course the signature series, which is wood clad exterior. Marvin, high quality, great pricing, good service, along with the Therma-True door line, all on display at Big L Windows and Doors, 2727 William Street. Stop in today, ask them about their total trust guarantee. That means if you have ever a problem, they're going to take care of you, and make sure you tell them that Dominic sent you. And then also always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
We've been together for 30 years.
35.
35 years together, and never an argument.
Oh, we fight a lot.
That we couldn't settle. But we finally agreed on cannabis, of all things.
Our friends had had a good experience with it, so we decided to give it a shot.
And we both agreed we didn't want to go sit in some doctor's office with a bunch of masked strangers waiting for a medical cannabis card.
We did.
Oh, thank God.
So we went to veryhill.com and pre-qualified online for our medical cannabis cards in just a few minutes. The simple payment plan made it very manageable.
Yep, woman gets what she wants.
I'm a force of nature.
Join the millions of people who've pre-qualified online for a medical cannabis card with VeriHeal. One low fee covers the cost of consultation and the card. And if you don't qualify, your fee is refunded 100%. Get started today with easy financing. Visit VeriHeal now. That's VeriHeal. VeriHeal.com.
Hey, it's Bowerly. You know, there's a reason the next season we have coming up is called fall. With the strong winds and rough weather in western New York, you could have tree limbs and branches that fall. Before all that fun starts, call AJ's Tree Service and get an honest quote for removal of those dangerous, hard-to-reach places on trees. If there's a tree in your yard you've had your eye on all summer, wondering if this is the year that old ash tree finally comes down, now is the perfect time to call AJ's Tree Service. 908-1282. 908-1282.
Hey, how's your garage door holding up? Maybe it needs a tune-up. How about a 15-point inspection tune-up from my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear? Yeah, for that 15 points, they're going to do a lot. Check for alignment, check for balance, check torque, check the rollers, check the cables, check the springs, the seal, the weather stripping, the hinges, the horizontal tracks, so they lubricate all the parts, check the opener, and check for proper tension. Inspect the opener sprocket and inspect the wiring and safety. It's all important, folks, and right now it's discounted. That's right, 50% discount. You can buy the tune-up for $34.99. That's the Hammer Time Radio discount. It's a regular price of $69.99, available only to you for $34.99. Gorilla Garage Gear, there for you for your garage needs, including garage doors, epoxy floors, and storage equipment. Here's the number, 716-715-6927. 716-715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
Go with the phone. It is the bottom of the hour, and it is time for the top of the news. We're back with Adam Schein from Sun King talking about recycling, electronic recycling, right after the news.
Oh. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Josh Allen is officially designated as questionable for tomorrow's game against the Minnesota Vikings. He was a limited participant at yesterday's practice. Who would start if Allen can't? Coach Sean McDermott says it would likely be Case Keenum.
He's kind of a below-the-radar guy. He's very humble from a personality standpoint, but he also has a great way of about him in terms of he's got the it factor. He has a great way of influencing the locker room. He's very positive. He has a good feel for the game instinctively, and, I mean, he's won games, right? So he's got that it factor that you look for in his teammates play for.
McDermott was on WGR yesterday. 48-year-old Jeremy Griffin was indicted on charges in connection with two shooting incidents Thursday. He is charged with attempted murder and the shooting of a woman on Pennsylvania Street and reckless endangerment and weapons possession in connection with firing a shot into a wall at a methadone clinic on Virginia Street. UB Heals, a street medicine program run by students at the Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences at UB, will hold a foot clinic offering foot care to those who show up at the clinic. People visiting the clinic will also be provided with new boots, socks, toiletries, and donated clothing from UB Heals. This will take place at the Hope House Shelter on Genesee Street in Buffalo. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my friends at Twin City Glass. When you're thinking about a new shower door enclosure or a new mirror, think no farther than Twin City Glass. Increasing the value of your home will be a benefit from a remodeled bathroom, and we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City. They've been around for a long time, over 50 years, the Weinholz family, and they're there to service your needs. 716-694-3300. That's 716-694-3300. Have to remember to say the 716 now. Stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park. Be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Head north for the holidays. The border is open for all travelers to visit Canada. This year will be more magical than ever when you spend the holiday season in Niagara-on-the-Lake. Lift your spirits at the Shaw Festival with two wonderful holiday classics, Irving Berlin's White Christmas, featuring singing and dancing in some of Berlin's greatest songs, and be reminded of what Christmas is all about with Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Buy tickets to both plays and save 20%. Visit ShawFest.com and make it a true holiday getaway with a stay at Vintage Hotels in Niagara-on-the-Lake. Book a memorable stay at Queen's Landing, Pillar and Post, or Prince of Wales Hotel, featuring farm-to-table dining, luxurious accommodations, and breakfast for two. Visit Vintage-Hotels.com to select your preferred hotel. Book today, Vintage-Hotels.com. Make holiday memories in historic Niagara-on-the-Lake, Canada, with a stay at the Vintage Hotels and a visit to the Shaw Festival.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details from arranging premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Time is running out to book this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant, 716-417-7824. Hurry, book before the 15th, and save. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, here to recommend SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Seasons are changing, and so should your shoes. SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots are celebrating with big savings at the Change of Season, Change of Shoes sale extended. You don't need to sacrifice quality and comfort for price. At this sale, you'll find savings up to 75% off throughout SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. But you must hurry. The Change of Season, Change of Shoes sale has been extended until Monday at 6 p.m. only at the Transitown Plaza.
With the high cost of gas and groceries, families are making difficult choices. At Isaac, we believe you shouldn't have to hold on to an old, inefficient furnace because of cost. Experience an improved home comfort this winter with Isaac. The easy choice to save on a new furnace and your energy bills. Get a Rheem furnace installed this fall for payments as low as $69 a month. Isaac is the easy choice for home comfort. Visit isaacheating.com today.
Well, you've heard me talk about Ava Roofing for some time now and how I feel they do excellent work. Well, I am not alone. Western New Yorkers have shouted from the rooftops and proclaimed Ava Roofing as the best roofing company in the best of 716 poll. Now, when you call Ava, you get on the spot, free estimates, and a project drawing. An expert foreman will show up, and they'll give you a 10-year labor warranty on your roof. 716-343-ROOF is the number. AvaRoofing.com. You can book your appointment there. Yeah, and also check out the third annual roof giveaway. we'll be talking about in the weeks ahead. No purchase is necessary. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:35, we are back. It's Hammer Time Radio. Good morning. It's Dominic Cortez. My guest on the live line is Adam Schein. Adam is the vice president of Sun King. They're an electronics recycling company, and they collect televisions, computers, and things of the like, and recycle them. And before the break, and I apologize for the extended break, we were talking about lithium ion batteries and how they are now part of our society, and how they really don't have a good plan for how to deal with the hazards. There's a texter, Adam, who writes, it is a known fact that in New York City, recharging lithium-ion batteries has become a business in some apartments. There are apartment fires almost every week because people are taking in lithium batteries in bulk to charge. The batteries are dropped off in exchange for fully charged units for a fee. It is out of control. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's wild that people are making businesses off of this. It's not an uncommon topic that I've heard with these fires. I mean, it's happening all the time. As a matter of fact, it, in the recycling business, even not long ago, there was a recycler that that had a major fire at their facility because of batteries. And there's going to be more regulations around this, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And more safety requirements. I know some time ago there was discussion about having recyclers handle these in certain ways to prevent potential issues. So, like, for instance, in our facility, we have a battery handling process where people are handling batteries all day, every day, inside concrete jersey barriers. So, ultimately, if there were a fire, it would be contained to that area and not spread around.
Okay.
And then we have other safety requirements as well, including fire extinguishers, many places, specialty fire extinguishers for these types of batteries, and also some who put out battery fires. So certain types of protective equipment our employees can wear to take them and put them into a solution to put them out. So, yeah, it's a growing concern. Obviously, the world is moving this direction.
Right.
And not only are manufacturers going to have to figure it out, but I think recyclers are going to be required to. I think there will be more regulation around people like this that are making businesses out of it. Certainly, it's not an ideal situation in an apartment building.
Exactly.
But I think more regulations will be coming down from the state and even federally.
To the phones we go at 803-0930. Our first stop is Derby. And Louise, good morning. We're at your house.
Good morning, Dominic and Adam. My question today relates to recycling, but in the past, we have taken advantage of many of the Sun King recycling events throughout Western New York. Unfortunately, we haven't seen the tie-in with the Shredded event along with your electronics. Is that no longer offered?
Louise, that's a great question. Thanks for calling in. So we have, in fact, partnered with them in the past. We don't have any relationship with them, so we have at times done events. As a matter of fact, we did an event this year with a paint recycling company that seemed to go pretty well. So on occasion, we do bring other partners in. And it's something that we can certainly look at again. And I assume you're talking about Shredded, who we've partnered with before for paper shredding. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah, that was certainly a convenient operation because you could take your electronics and your papers and do it all in one visit.
Yeah, that's great. And we'll keep that in mind certainly for the future and see if we can't do something like that again for you.
Thanks, Louise.
All right. Appreciate it.
Louise's line is now available at 803-0930 as we travel next to Wheatfield and say hello to Bill. Good morning, Bill. You're next.
Yeah, how are you this morning?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Hey, with these lithium-ion batteries, some of these houses, they're developing them even out of state, especially like in Hawaii. where they have the lithium ion batteries as their storage in the house.
Right.
And I'm wondering, what are the insurance companies going to start looking at with the probability of maybe a fire there, you know, where
that's
they could...
That's good. Good point.
And the other thing, too, is something like that. What if you're living in a neighborhood like, you know, take a suburb like Kenmore or something where the houses are 6 feet apart and the guy next door's got an electric car. And next thing you know is his house starts on fire. What's the odds of yours catching on fire? You know how that works.
Valid concern as well. Adam, are you aware if the Tesla battery tower is lithium ion? It must be.
Yeah. As far as I know, it is. I'm certainly not an expert when it comes to Tesla specifically, but it is my understanding that is the case. And and I will also point out that we, in the past, as Sun King, an electronics recycling company, have been denied insurance for the very fact that we do handle batteries. So thankfully, we have a great partner on insurance that we've worked with for a long time. But we had went out to the market specifically for a recycling industry, electronics recycling insurance provider, and we were denied because we handle batteries. Not because we have a bad record or we've had any fires, merely because we receive such an intake of batteries. So, you know, and then, you know, you talk about the cell phones or the solar panels, excuse me, a lot of those will charge, as the caller said, to lithium ion batteries as the power source. So, It's a major concern, and he's right. It can spread very quickly from one house to another, especially if they're close together.
Do you know enough about them, lithium ion batteries, to give advice to a listener as to how to avoid overheating them and then the consequence of fire? Is there any advice you can give about that?
Yeah, I'm really not prepared to give advice. I know that charging certainly has something to do with it in terms of overcharging the batteries. They can become damaged, and I know that a lot of the manufacturers are working on technology where it will only charge the battery up to 80% to provide some extra battery capacity so that it doesn't swell or heat up or overheat. But at this point, I'm not too familiar with some of the things that people can do to try to prevent that.
So back to the battery, alkaline battery question. Do you take those?
We do take alkaline batteries.
Because I also read somewhere that those can go in the trash. Is that true?
Yeah, it's not ideal, but yes, they do and can go in the trash, but it's not ideal.
Texter writes, what about charging a core charge when buying a new TV, just like they have when you buy a new car battery? So the idea that there's a cost included in a new television for its recycling. That's probably gonna happen, I would think, right?
Well, interestingly enough, the first state that passed legislation was California, and they did exactly that. They had something called an ARF, which is an advanced recycling fee, where in California, when a consumer goes and buys a new television, they pay into a recycling fee. It might be $5 or $10 per TV. I'm not 100% sure. But there's been a couple issues. One is that the retailers didn't like it because people would buy from out of state or buy online instead of going and paying that fee, even though it was a nominal fee. So the manufacturers basically said no. Retailers to have to charge people for this, so we'll take the expense, and that's become what we call an EPR law, which is extended producer responsibility. So the idea is that the manufacturers who produce these goods are required to pay for it. Now the reality is, if you think that they're not pricing new units with the consideration that they have to recycle the old, you know, we're all kidding ourselves. So I think in some way, but the other problem they had with California is people started to bring recyclables in from out of state and try to push them through the recycling program. So there was some fraud that was happening as well in the state.
I guess we can always look to California as the model of what not to do, right, when we're trying to plan policy. Anyway,
you are 100% correct.
It is 10:45. Our next break is now. Adam Schein will stay with us for the rest of the hour. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, we're talking about electronic recycling and reuse for our old electronics. Yeah, it's important to think about that, and it's also important to think about the recycling of the air in your house. And the only way you can be certain that your house air is clean is to have your ductwork cleaned. And that would be done by my friends at Indoor Professionals. They will come out with the patented column duct cleaning system, blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, suck it out, and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. They'll also equip you with a medical-grade air purifier and a high-capacity dehumidifier, all designed for you to breathe clean indoor air. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning. Yeah, a very interesting show, by the way. I've heard a lot about the lithium-ion batteries, which we've pulled out. Now, you know, we pull anything out of ductwork, but what a lot of people don't realize is back to basics. It is out of sight, out of mind. People shed 50 million dead skin cells per person per day. That, along with all the construction debris, and then you wet it down with your air conditioning to make mold in there. And it's just, you need to do it thoroughly. I can't tell you, you know, we have 28 former competitors that are now our customers, contractors that bought equipment that only cleans 40 to 50% of the contamination out. And you described how we get 95% out, and you got to do it right.
Exactly.
Without a doubt.
So what are the extra special Hammer Time radio discounts for this week?
Okay, so you mentioned the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier. Last call for the $100 manufacturer rebate. You've got to call today because I have to get you a serial number and a coupon to mail in by Monday or Tuesday the 15th. So that's and so that means it's $350 off. We're always going to give you $250 for a Hammer Time special, $250 off the that. And then on the Healthway medical grade air purifiers, 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. We have the portable compact for $449 is the cost. And then on the 1,200 square foot model, that is $300 off still. And lastly, you can save up to $500 on the whole house Super B. Once again, these are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration. And then you did mention something about duct cleaning. You can still save 90 to 150 off on your duct cleaning package.
Remarkable discounts only available to you and only if you call now. 716-683-3000, 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals, for every breath you take.
Bumpy ride from pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and survived COVID, you may be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
David Bellavia here. The Pecoraro family from Riverfront Auto Sales are excited that Thanksgiving season is here, and they want to say thank you, Buffalo, for all the years of business with an offer you'll be thankful for. If you're shopping for a vehicle right now, listen up, because owner Marty Sr. at Riverfront has a phenomenal offer. If you buy a vehicle from Riverfront by November 30th, they'll take care of your first three payments. You heard that right. Buy from Riverfront now, and there's no payments till March of 2023. You can enjoy your turkey dinner with a beautiful pre-owned vehicle in your driveway and peace of mind knowing you don't have a car payment till March of next year. There's no turkeying around at Riverfront. Again, buy at Riverfront now, and Riverfront will say thank you, Buffalo, by taking care of your first three payments. Call to find out more at 886-1626.
Total payment offer cannot exceed $1,000. Must mention add to receive offer. Prior sales excluded. Call for details.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Do you know how to instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? Well, I can tell you. Natural light and fresh air, that's how. There is a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there is only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Velux offer you natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, folks, they're good for your health and well-being, too. Lenco can help you with Velux skylight options to suit your budget. Just choose the one that's right for you, then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com. Stop in to Delaware and Sheridan, Sheridan in Transit, or also Seneca Street in Buffalo, and tell them Dominic sent you. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Hammer time.
10:52 is Hammer Time. 47 degrees and cloudy outside. Gonna be chilly tomorrow at the game. Make sure you dress warmly and be ready for a big Bills win. 803-0930. My guest on the live line, Adam Schein. We're talking about electronic recycling and the laws that change January 1. Adam, before we go back to the callers, what should a average homeowner expect to happen on January 1 when they're looking to recycle their television or computer?
Yeah, Dominic, it's a good question. They should expect that they have more availability to recycle for free. And, you know, part of that is educating the public, and you're doing a good, public announcement today for electronics recycling, because I think one of the biggest issues that we are missing is education of the public on what to do. And I think a lot of people are still not sure what to do with old electronics. And the reality is they cannot go to landfill as of January 1st, 2015. So they have to be recycled in a friendly manner in accordance with the law. And they're going to have more opportunities either for events. Like I said, we'll continue to do those as long as there's a demand for them. And they will have more opportunity for collection sites as well, which they can find on our website, sunking.com, sunking with two N's.
Do you see this maybe being reduced at some point in the future to electronics being left at the curb and the disposal companies being part of the chain of events?
You know, it's a funny thing that you asked that, because I just had a conversation with a friend the other day about wanting to get to that point where we do curbside pickup at people's homes. But there are some major concerns there. As you know, at least at my house, I have people that come by every garbage day and pick through my garbage and look for metals and different things.
Yep.
That we may leave at the curb to scavenge that. One of the concerns is if you leave computers out there, will people go through and ultimately pull a computer out of there? So if you, Dominic, put a computer at your curb for recycling and I were to come around and pick it up as Sun King, what if somebody comes by and takes that computer? You now have data on it, so there's a whole
right.
other can of worms that could open up with privacy concerns. And so
We have thought about that. The reality is making it happen is there's a lot to be considered there in terms of safety and data concerns for the public.
Okay. Texter is writing, what do you suggest I do with a couple of old flip cell phones?
Oh, absolutely. Those are something that we for sure accept at Sun King, and we end up taking those apart, shredding them, in fact, after we take the batteries out. So for sure, anybody can bring those to either an event or a drop-off site.
Okay. To the phones we go. A cell caller, Richard, good morning. You're on WBEN with Adam Schein.
Yeah, good morning. We have a lithium-ion battery by EGO, E-G-O, which they make a lot of yard equipment, and that's what it's used for, mm-hmm. for my weed whacker. And a while back, it stopped taking a charge. Is there any way of giving it a kick and making it take a charge again?
I had that happen, too. I don't know if Adam has any advice on that, though.
Yeah, no, I don't, unfortunately. I do know that you can get rid of those either at our collection events or sites, or you could take it to Lowe's or Home Depot, I believe, will also take those. But those, okay. Unfortunately, I don't know how to make them work again.
That would be my question. My second question. We live in Maryland, so Lowe's or Home Depot would also take them?
It sounds as though they will,
oftentimes,
yes.
Yeah, oftentimes they have containers right up front that they'll collect from the public for some of those power tools.
Okay, that answers my second question. Thank you kindly.
Thanks for calling, Richard. Thanks for listening in Maryland. Yeah, as we move to the top of the hour, we can squeeze in a couple more questions as we go next to Wheatfield and say hello to Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Does this new change January 1st in the recycling law apply to refrigerators and dehumidifiers with Freon? We tried to get rid of our daughter's small dorm refrigerator. They want $100 to recycle with.
Good question.
Yeah, unfortunately not. And it's kind of an interesting question, and there's now kind of a confluence of things happening when you have some of these refrigerators. They are, in fact, electronics. However, the Freon and the refrigerants contained within are a major problem and have to be evacuated prior to taking them either to one of our events or our facility. I do know that you could take those oftentimes to scrap yards, and they have the ability to drain those on site, and they can still return some value in the form of scrap metal. So you might want to check some local recycling yards for scrap metal purposes.
Okay. Thanks for that good question, Mike. Adam, promise me you'll keep in touch on how things are going to evolve with this whole issue of recycling, and we'll continue to do updated shows on the topic. Why don't you hand out some information now as to how the listening audience can contact your company?
Yeah, absolutely, Dominic. First of all, thanks so much for having us on and giving us a platform to talk about the changes.
Sure.
I will definitely keep in touch. And for those that want to get in touch with us, you can go to sunking.com, sunking.com, and you can contact us right from the page. We have a chat. We have an email address there. You can give us a call on the phone. Obviously, our normal business hours are Monday to Friday from 7:30 to 4:30. So give us a call. You can go on there, find a local collection site near your zip code if you put that in, and ultimately we update all of our events there as well, so you can find more information there.
There isn't a Sun King drop-off facility that people can go to, correct?
Yeah, there is. We accept drop-offs right at our facility in Brockport. In Buffalo, we have a transfer station. We are not currently accepting drop-offs there, but again, there's enough towns and municipalities right throughout Buffalo, okay, the city of Buffalo we work with, town of Tonawanda, town of Niagara, Niagara County has several collection sites, town of Amherst. So there are several opportunities. Goodwill's we're working with currently. So there are right several drop-off facilities in the Buffalo area, but not directly at our facility.
All right, Adam Schein from Sun King, thanks for spending the time with us.
Have Dominic, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station. See you tomorrow at the game. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch. Go Bills!
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Josh Allen is officially designated as questionable for tomorrow's game against the Minnesota Vikings. He was a limited participant at yesterday's practice. Who would start a
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.